we're following at 19 minutes past the hour. Senate Whitewater hearings are set to resume moments from now, and a government ethics report is likely to get some attention. The report criticizes Treasury Department officials for giving the White House too much information on the probe into Whitewater. The Los Angeles transit strike enters its second week today, but it might be over soon. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority says there's a tentative contract agreement with the city's bus mechanics. The union must still ratify the pact. Haiti's de facto president says the Battle of Haiti is underway. Emile Jonassin has declared a state of siege in his country. That follows a UN vote approving a possible U.S.-led invasion to oust Haiti's military rulers. And Americans are making slightly more money, but spending much more on average. The government says personal income was up 0.1% in June, the fifth straight increase, while personal spending went up 0.4%. More news coming up. Minutes past the hour. Good morning. Here's what's happening. An 89-year-old Connecticut woman was found dead in a house that authorities say had been overheated by a furnace. A visitor found the woman dead in her home, where officials estimated the temperature had shot up to 150 degrees. Firefighters were called because the house was so hot. The heat in the house was so intense that candles had melted in their holders and metals were too hot to touch. Firefighters used a fan to blow fresh air into the house. Torrington, Connecticut police say about an hour later, a neighbor recorded 116 degrees in the house with a thermometer. A human rights group is calling for the immediate disbanding of army-sponsored paramilitary groups in Guatemala. AP correspondent Jill Cohen explains why.
A study by the Robert F. Kennedy Memorial Center for Human Rights says these groups are a major source of human rights abuses. The alleged abuses outlined include murder, kidnapping, and torture. The report says the government created the patrols in 1982 as part of an effort to put down a rebellion. Negotiations on ending the conflict led to a human rights agreement last March, but the author of the study says the patrols must be disbanded to give the accord a chance. Jill Cohen, Washington.
Wisconsin's governor says he wants state prison inmates to start hitting the books and stop benching the barbells. Tommy Thompson has ordered inmate access to weightlifting gear and tennis courts stop October 1st. Thompson is up for re-election this year, but a spokesman says this move has nothing to do with that. He says it's part of a larger plan to get inmates working on schooling and job training. The spokesman says there's also a concern that the safety of prison guards could be jeopardized by bulked-up inmates. A top CIA informant was reportedly executed because Aldrich Ames sold him out. AP correspondent Chris Ollert has the story.
Time magazine reports that CIA chief James Woolsey called General Dmitry Polyakov the jewel in the crown. For nearly 20 years in the 60s and 70s, Polyakov dished out thousands of Russian spy secrets to the CIA. Time says Polyakov provided papers documenting China's split with Moscow, and that helped open relations with China in 1972. But Polyakov was ordered to return to Moscow in June 1980 and disappeared. The Soviet newspaper Pravda reported that he had been executed in 1988 for espionage. Chris Ollert, New York.
Today could be the day the U.S. cracks down on what it considers to be Canada's unfair trade practices. At issue is wheat and a finding by the U.S. International Trade Commission that a surge in low-cost Canadian exports has hurt American farmers. The ITC recommends that the Clinton administration impose duties of 10 to 50% and quotas of 900,000 tons on Canadian wheat imports. Ottawa has warned it would retaliate by limiting imports of U.S. products, including bakery goods, wine, and bourbon. It's 23 minutes past the hour. News when you want it. I'm Karen Chase.
Flashback.
August 1st, 1956.
It was said that all civilization and law stopped at the east bank of the Pecos. It took one man, a lone storekeeper who was sick of the lawlessness, to change all this. His name was Judge Roy Bean.
1966, sniper Charles Whitman opens fire at the University of Texas in Austin.
He had a 6.1 sport rifle with a scope. He had a 35 Remington. He had a 30 caliber carbine. He had a 12-gauge sawed-off shotgun. And a 357 Magnum pistol. He was loaded for bear.
15 people were killed before he was slain by police. Oh,
my God, why?
1963.
You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Devil in disguise.
I'm David Melendi with Flashback.
When you want to know.
Everybody can be a part of this event. You'll be able to look up at Jupiter and say, I saw Jupiter the week the comet hit.
I think you know that we just all literally hit the ceiling when we heard the result.
Absolutely amazing. I mean, there were theories about this, but we really didn't in our heart of hearts expect to see it in the first impact.
News when you want it. The news station.
Coming up in the minutes ahead, a preview of the second day of Senate Banking Committee Whitewater hearings. Dave Ross on a reality check for virtual reality. Jack Briggs has sports, and we'll check the weather, too. It's 30 minutes past the hour. Non-stop news 24 hours a day. This is the news station.
Now you don't have to wait until the top of the hour for news with the all-new, all-news 1080 WDJX AM.
AP Network News. I'm Karen Chase. The Senate Banking Committee takes its second plunge into Whitewater today. AP correspondent Thelma LeBrecht joins us.